Never bad when we have an excuse to play Smokey Robinson on the radio, and we'll get into why in just a moment. But before we do that, we welcome our cultural correspondent, Sean Stone, to the roundtable. He joins us each and every Thursday to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens. This week is no exception. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm fine.
I have tried over the last several days, four, five, six days, to go see Finding Dory. I'm very excited about this movie. I love the first one. I, quite frankly, will go see anything that includes the work of Albert Brooks. But I have not seen it yet. What is your thought process on this film?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. You know, it's heartwarming, you know, which is not always a selling point for me, but it's heartwarming in a good way.
Yes.
Dory actually gets lost twice because they go back and tell her sort of the prequel story of her as a guppy, I guess, how she gets lost from her parents. And then she gets lost from Albert Brooks and Nemo. So she actually manages to get lost twice. There are a lot of fun new characters.
Yeah.
There is an octopus voiced by Ed O'Neill, who is hilarious and kind of steals the movie. There are a couple of British sea lions voiced by Idris Elba and Dominic West that are hilarious.
Well, there you go, right there.
And my favorite character is the one animal in the movie who doesn't talk, Becky the loon. who this is a hilarious sequence where she's like carrying the fish around in a bucket. And she's flying around trying to take because the fish, you know, the sea lions tell her this long story. Marlin, the Albert.
Yes.
You have to imprint on her and then she'll do what you want. You know, so he's like staring at the loon and she's like pecking on his head. It's very funny.
Sounds great.
And the only thing I'm going to say, do not pay for the 3D premium. It didn't add anything. And that kind of shocked me that I felt like, oh, it is. It's a little darker because I have the glasses on. But it really, yeah, and they do. Pixar has done 3D quite well. I mean, Brave was beautiful in 3D.
Yes.
But this, save the $5. Just see it flat. You'll enjoy it just the same.
See it flat. Finding Dory out now. All right. Upcoming, we have things beginning tonight.
Tonight at the Putnam Den in Saratoga Springs. Michelle Schacht, you know, this whole thing where people are performing their classic albums in their entirety. She's going to perform her 1988 breakthrough album, Short, Sharp, Shocked, in its entirety. That's the one with Anchorage on it.
And this is at the Putnam Den?
Putnam Den and Dryer, a fine Saratoga band, are opening.
Oh, okay. Great. That's tonight.
And then I'm mentioning this because this... I love movies about making movies.
Yeah.
You know, so there's, you know, The Bad and the Beautiful, 8½, movies like that. This one is from 1970. It's directed by Werner Fassbinder. It's called Beware of a Holy Whore. It's showing Thursday and Friday night at Time and Space Limited in Hudson. It's at 6:15 both night. It's one of the best movies about making movies I've ever seen. It is so hilarious. I mean, the director is a nightmare, and Fassbinder plays the production assistant, and the actors are insane. And there's this one long sequence in a bar where one of the characters is just sick of everybody else and is showing off, and just every time he has a drink, throws the drink and smashes the glass at the wall, and someone has to go clean it up. And it goes on for like 10 minutes while Elvis plays on the jukebox.
Nice.
It's a really, really great movie.
And that's tonight and tomorrow night at Time and Space
Limited. Friday night, Troy Night Out in downtown Troy. I believe the Fence Show is still up at the Art Center, and there's lots of things going on. There'll be lots of outdoor stuff. It'll be a lot of fun.
It's always fun. I was at the one last time. It was very nice. Had a very good time.
And then Friday night at SPAC in Saratoga Springs, the Big Country Show with Miranda Lambert. And Kip Moore and the Brothers Osborne are opening.
You know, I'm driving down 787, and there's the billboard for this show. And I know who Miranda Lambert is. I know what she looks like. It doesn't seem like the same human. When I saw the picture on the billboard, I said, oh, who's that? And then it comes up that it's Miranda Lambert. And I said, oh, that doesn't look like Miranda Lambert, but okay. It's digitized. I don't know.
Yes, it's the magic of whatever they did to her face.
But it doesn't look like her anymore. No. But it's anyway. It apparently will be her.
And yes, it will.
It'll be a great show Friday night.
And also Friday night, Tanglewood over in Lenox. Great trumpeter Chris Boddy.
Yeah.
Nice evening on the lawn. Enjoy some beautiful jazz music.
Very good stuff.
And then on Saturday at Mass Mocha, it's the Suitcase Junket, which I believe is our tune for the day.
Yes. Yes, coming up in the next hour.
It's the concert is being billed as being presented by Fresh Grass, so it's sort of that new grass, bluegrass, alt rock kind of thing. And he's a New Englander.
And it's a great name.
Yep. And then Saturday night at Helsinki Hudson, in Hudson, Don Byron is doing his Junior Walker tribute show. He put out an album called Do the Boomerang, I think last year, which is a tribute to Junior Walker and the All-Stars.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a Motown show. Saturday night at the Underground at Proctor's, it's pretty much the best comedy show with Anthony DeVito. And then the big event this weekend, the Fryhofer Saratoga Jazz Festival, which is why we heard Smokey Robinson coming in. He's headlining Sunday. Chick Corea's band is there, Liz Wright. Saturday is the Isley Brothers at Steps Ahead. It's a beautiful all-day thing at SPAC. Just bring lots of sunscreen and stay hydrated.
Yes, it's staying hydrated is hard. And then, because you want to go walk around, and then you suddenly realize that you're sweating, and then you have to go.
And you're dizzy. And
you have to sit down. And yeah, but we should mention that Chaka Khan was supposed to be on the bill, and then she had a throat infection, and she stepped away. And then that's how we got the Isley Brothers.
Yes.
So there you go.
There you go.
Saturday and Sunday at the Saratoga Performing Arts Center.
Monday night at the Egg. It is a very intimate evening with Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. She's been a star since the 80s. I think they've been married since the 80s. It's going to be a fun venue, a small place to see one of the great rock singers of the era.
I think the last time I saw Pat Benatar was at SPAC. Where she actually got in a little bit of a kerfuffle with Hall & Oates as to who was going to open the dual-billed show, which made it awkward and very amusing, I must say.
Wow.
So there were just, you know, kind of jabs all night. But man, she could fill that place as far as her voice. I can just imagine what she could do at the Egg.
I remember she played one of the free concerts at the Plaza.
Oh, that's right.
Like 10 years ago or so. I have never, because I live down near there, I have never seen that many people there. And I mean, I know America and there's some other bands of, you know, Eric Burden pulled in a really good crowd. I have never seen that many people at the Plaza.
Well, it's Pat Benatar.
It's Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
Oh, and that thing about the order of performance, I saw the, this was probably about 10 years ago, the David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar tour.
Oh.
They were all, it was like in the contract, they were alternating each night as to who would go on first.
Well, apparently, and not to get too much into this, but apparently that was the case with this show, and one was contending that they started last night, and the other one was contending that they started last night.
Nice.
And then they got into a fight before the show, and then they just said, all right, hell with it, we're going to go out. And then they got mad. It was not great.
That's awesome.
I say it's not great. It happened like 20 years ago, and I remember it vividly.
It's delightful, actually.
It really
is.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Okay, there's a bunch of movies opening. Independence Day Resurgence, the sequel I don't think anyone saw coming.
Or wanted.
Or wanted.
Right? I did not care for the first one at all.
No. It's the classic Roland Emmerich problem.
Yeah.
His movies are tense and exciting right up until the big reveal of what's happening, and then they go right in the dumper. I remember seeing Stargate, and Stargate was like, that's
a very good, yes.
And you're
very
watching
similar.
Stargate, oh, this is fascinating. This is great. Oh, that's what this is.
Right.
Yeah, so this one, I don't know. It looks like, Bill Pullman's back. Will Smith decided to take a pass on this one.
Probably rightfully so.
Yeah, so there you go.
Independence Day Resurgence, which I don't even know that I would know about unless it was on my Ritz cracker box.
Nice.
Good cross promotion there.
And then there's Dipan, which was the Palme d'Or winner at Cannes. It's a French drama about Tamil Sri Lankan immigrants to France and trying to fit in and make a life for themselves. And there's Free State of Jones, which is apparently based on a true story. It's about white farmers and freed slaves trying to secede from the Confederacy, like late in the Civil War. It stars McConaughey. Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, and it looks interesting. And apparently it's one of those little-known stories. And then there's the insane movie of the week, Nicholas Winding Refn's, who did Drive. Remember Drive?
I do remember Drive.
This is The Neon Demon. It's a psychological thriller about supermodels. And it looks crazy. Elle Fanning stars in it.
Does it seem to you, as it seems to me, I'm asking this as a legitimate question, but sure, there have been movies like Finding Nemo or Finding Dory and I guess the Mutant Turtle Ninja things,
right,
and all those. Is this been a particularly bad summer for cinema? It doesn't seem like you have like that huge thing, the thing that gets everybody to the movies that everybody's talking about.
It's other than, you know, the big Disney movies, you know, they had Zootopia, then they had Jungle Book, they have Finding Dory. Everything's been sort of, you know, it was like Batman, Superman, it's like X-Men, it's okay. You know, the Captain America, let's fight each other. It was all right, you know.
Wasn't that Captain America? But you see, that came out in early May, and it's not even, I don't even think it's around anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Well, they consider that summer now, and the you know, the Alice in Wonderland movie, it was like, you know, it's been an underwhelming summer so far.
Okay, so it's not just me.
No, it's that's the way it is.
Because my wife was working late the other night, and I thought to myself, this was before Finding Dory opened, and I said, maybe I'll go see a film.
Right.
And I looked, and I said,
yeah,
maybe I'll go out with friends.
There you go. Money better spent.
Yeah. I think so. Maybe even cheaper, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you can find Sean's complete list by going to our website, wamc.org/roundtable, wamc.org/roundtable, and see Sean Stone's list. He's our cultural correspondent, and I have an idea of all that is happening here. Let's say editor's pick.
Yeah.
Not everything that's
not
happening,
everything.
But it's some things. It's a curated selection.
Yes, it is.
Okay. And again, you can find that at wamc.org/roundtable. Sean, it's always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.